Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. Health, wellness, and fitness. Five days a week.
Well, health and fitness goals, as you know, always top the list of the New Year's resolutions. And in fact, a recent survey found over 41% of consumers have vowed to live a healthier lifestyle. You know, me being included and everyone I know probably saying the same thing. But then they say, oh, I don't want to join a gym. It's too expensive. Or, but there are a lot of low-cost options for working out. You don't have to necessarily join a big, pricey bells and whistles gym. My guest today is Andrea Warruck. She's a money-saving expert here to tell us on ways to save on gym memberships and getting healthier as a whole. Welcome to the show, Andrea. So what can we do?
Me.
Well, thanks for being with us. And what can we do? People at this time of the year, and I used to run a fitness center, and boy, you know, the people would come packing in and we'd offer all kinds of sales and deals and things. And then the people wouldn't be coming in anymore and they'd still be paying. So what do you do when it comes to gym memberships and ways to get those good deals?
Of course, I think that's a good point that you brought up, was that a lot of consumers sign up for gyms, you know, because they want to get healthy. They want to meet that resolution that they set forth for themselves at the beginning of the year. And a lot of people then don't end up continuing to go because it hasn't really become the habit, but they also don't want to cancel it because then that really shows that they've given up, or they feel that if they keep that membership, maybe they will continue going. But if you're not using it, then it's a sign that, you know, you're wasting money. So I do have some tips on how to save. First of all, find out if your health insurance offers any reimbursements. A lot of health insurance companies like Anthem and so forth do offer a stipend for you using the gym. They want their health insured members to be healthy and fit. Obviously, that lowers their costs, and so they will pay you some money for using a gym. So find out about that. Number two, ask your employer if they have any perks and benefits at local gyms. Some of them will get you a group discount, so that could save you 20 or 30% off of that gym membership rate, and that could be a nice savings for you.
That's a good idea, to ask about those employee discounts and if they have any kind of associations with other gyms around. Give us some more of them.
Right, of course. And you know what? If your employer or your company doesn't offer it, make a case for them too. I remember the first company that I worked for out of college didn't offer a discount, and we were a mid-sized company. There was over 100 employees, and I know a lot of girls that were going to the same gym as I was, so I went to the HR representative and asked if they could get us a discount, and they did. So, you know, you can make the case for that. Moving on, when you are looking at the gym, take advantage of as many free trials as possible. There are a lot of sales going on now, but I guarantee you, you can get those same sales later in the year if you shop around. And it's important to shop around because you want to, first of all, find a facility that offers everything that you like, the gym equipment you like, or the classes that you like to go to. If you join a gym that doesn't offer those things, then you're not going to be happy with it and you're not going to go. So max out those trials. Go to yoga studios, Pilates studios. You can get anywhere from, you know, a few days for free to up to a discounted month. And so you could get away with working out for free or for really cheap for a few months of the year. Then when you are ready to join, make sure you negotiate. Gyms and those specialty studios only survive with your business, so keep that in mind. You have the upper hand. Find out if they can waive those pesky initiation fees. Ask for extra personal training sessions. Find out if you can get some free buddy passes. It's nice to bring a friend with you to work out. And sometimes they offer childcare, and if it's not for free, see if you can negotiate to get that for complimentary.
That's a great point. I love those buddy passes. And, you know, I used to hand them out liberally. And then if I go to a club, I always ask for them, because then they might look at it, and we did anyway, was look at it as a way to get more clientele and say, sure, here
exactly.
You go, bring them in. So
yeah,
maybe that person would like it.
Exactly. And then you may also get a discount or money off a month by recruiting some of your friends. And that could even be something else that you negotiate. Maybe you can get a month off for every month free for every friend that you get to join. So those are different things that you can haggle with when you're speaking with the sales associate. Then, you know, if you are one of those types of people that you aren't sure, you know, this is the first time that you are really trying to join a gym and get fit, then you might not be in the habit of going every day. And that's okay. You have to figure out what works for you. I just don't want you to waste money and join a gym that you don't use. So ask about punch passes. A lot of gyms still offer these. They don't advertise them because they rather get people to sign up for a year or 2 years and get those permanent memberships. But the punch passes are nice because then you pay as you go. So if you end up just using the gym once a week and you supplement it with running or jogging outside for free, that's a great way to work out but keep your fitness costs low.
So what about the people who don't want to schlep to a gym and don't have one near them and don't want to dress up and don't want to go through all of that? How can they save money? Like, for example, Andrea, I want to get an elliptical because I work out in my home and I want to add a piece of equipment this year, but they're really expensive. And so how can we work out at home and maybe save some money in that long run?
Right. And I think working out at home is great. There have been countless studies that show that people who have at-home gyms are more likely to work out because it's there. They don't have to go and out of their way to get to a gym. So it's nice if you can set up a small little studio, make it, you know, a specific area where you may have a TV, even when you're watching your favorite shows after work or after, you know, after you bring the kids home from school, you can hop on a treadmill or elliptical, like you said, or even if you have some hand weights. Now, if you are shopping around for those big cardio pieces, those are pricey. What I first recommend doing is calling around to the local gyms in your area and find out if they're upgrading any of their equipment. I did this a few years ago, and I purchased a spin bike, which usually goes for around $800, for $150, and it's just as good as if I bought it brand new. So that's a great way to get those used equipment items for less. Also, check local listings in your newspaper, Craigslist. Go to garage sales to find a lot of fitness equipment at those types of, you know, outlets. And then also look online, whether it's Dick's Sporting Goods or, you know, a specific company like spinning to get that spin bike. You can oftentimes find sales, popular holidays like Martin Luther King Jr., which is coming up. There might be some sales then. And then look online for coupons to keep those costs down on your fitness equipment. Coupon Sherpa, for instance, is a great site to find online coupons, and you can also find coupons on your phone to keep, you know, the money off in store.
Well, and even places like Play It Again have some really great treadmills. Play It Again Fitness has great treadmills and workout equipment and weights. And, you know, if you want to play outside with your kids, they've got baseball bats and mitts and hockey sticks. And it's a great place to get sporting equipment. It's a great place to...
Yeah, and then I was just going to say, you can even bring in the things that you don't use or that your kids have outgrown from their sporting games that you can then sell there and then get credit towards buying those new items.
Oh, absolutely, and they're so good about that, too. I mean, maybe you get 68 cents for it, but at least it's something.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
In just the last minute here, Andrea, wrap it up for us about ways to save on this year's fitness so that we can get healthier this year, whether it's gym or at home, how we can save some money.
Right. Well, just one last thought I wanted to throw out there. If you are on a really tight budget or this is just completely new to you and you're not sure it's worth your investment just yet, you don't need to buy anything to get fit and be healthy. Go out for a walk. There are studies that show just walking, taking a brisk walk for 20 minutes a day will reduce heart health, will reduce, you know, those heart issues and lower obesity rates. You can also, you know, use your own body weight, push-ups, sit-ups, squats, lunges. Those are all great body exercises that will get you healthy and, you know, stimulate your muscles to work harder. And then you can even use items like water bottles, a gallon of milk. You can lift those to do bicep curls. You know, there's so many creative ways that you can get fit for less.
Absolutely. Great advice. You can see more about her on AndreaWarrick.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.